to the beginning of the October 7th protest that started almost instantly, I've looked at thousands, and I literally mean thousands of pictures from the events that transpired in the BC legislature to look at how the movement progressed. And the first three or four movements, you see a lot of benign organizations. You know, a community center has a social justice group, and they have a dozen of them, and they were there with some cardboard sign, and it just said, like, you know, protect the children. And you've got these other groups up there. You know, the Communist Party was there, and they show up with six people, and they're at every event. And you have a lot of these little groups, and but you had a core group of Palestinians who had flags and a few cardboard signs. But when you start looking into the crowd, what I noticed is there's an influx of a lot of individuals that attend the university that, if you start delving into a lot of their thesis statements, they're all part of the same larger movement we're seeing nationally and globally, which is, you know, truth and reconciliation, unlearning, you know, unlearning racism, unlearning all these things that they perceive to be terrible things. You know, the thesis statements have these reoccurring themes. And when you look at these individuals, that's what they're bringing. You know, we need to end racism and white supremacy and defund the police, and we need to do all these things. And what I'm noticing, it creates this larger picture of almost like an anarchist movement. So I've uncovered several groups, and they're all inter-sharing their next protest, saying, hey, show up to this. And then the next time they're holding an event, the other group will say, hey, you guys should show up here. So they're basically trying to create large presence by supporting with others. So if person A has an event, all of person B's show up, then all of a sudden person B has an event, everyone from group A shows up, and it looks like they're a large group when they're not really a large group.